Morrow and Harbor Audio present Girls' Night Out, a J.P. Beaumont short story by J.A. Jantz. Performed by Hilary Huber. Excerpt from Den of Iniquity performed by Mike Ortigo. Girls' Night Out. My name is Twinkle Winkleman. I'm sure my daddy, Leonard Winkleman, thought the name was hilariously funny when he wrote it down on my birth certificate. Funny for him, maybe, but not for me. That handle was a pain in my ass for most of my childhood, and not a whole lot of fun for some of my classmates either. In grade school, I punched the lights out of more than one would-be bully for following me around the playground bellowing, "Twinkle, twinkle, little star," at the top of his lungs. Eventually, most of the boys, and some of the girls too, figured out that if they messed with my name, they were likely to have a close encounter with my fists. Once they got that message, my quality of life improved immeasurably. As an adult, I've finally come to appreciate Daddy's sense of humor. Now, when the occasional dim bulb raises that issue, all I do is level an icy, unblinking stare in his or her direction. That usually ends the discussion without my having to say a word. When I was done working on Maud that Saturday evening and was ready to go back into the house, I had put in a full day's work. Maud is the 1973 International Harvester Travelall that Daddy, flush with cash at the time, had bought new off the lot in 1973. He spent the next 30 years making sure Maud was in good running condition, although in his final years, once he was confined to a wheelchair, I did the work for him, but always under his direct supervision and scrutiny. When I was a kid, cell phones and video games didn't exist. In grade school, the girls played with jacks and boys played with marbles. At home, girls messed around with Barbie dolls and boys did whatever boys did back then. Not me. I spent most of my childhood in Daddy's garage, standing on a stool next to him with his head and chest buried under the hood as he worked to fix whatever ailed some vehicle or other. In the process, he taught me everything I needed to know about mechanics. Daddy was dyslexic, although no one ever mentioned that to him back when he was struggling in school, and everyone, teachers included, were busy calling him stupid. Over time, he managed to develop some rudimentary reading and writing skills, especially when it came to auto parts, but he knew everything there was to know about making car engines run, and he was a great teacher. After Daddy passed away, his beloved Maud came to me, along with the vehicle. I inherited what he called Maud's Bible, the multi-volume record of her service history. There, in lined notebooks and written in print form rather than cursive, Daddy maintained a complete record of Maud's mechanical upkeep, including the dates of every oil change, brake job, battery replacement, and engine overhaul from 1973 up to the time of his death. Once Daddy was gone, I took over. That's when the record began being written in cursive. According to the Bible, Maud's gas tank had been replaced on April 8, 2001. The original sending unit had stopped working years earlier, which meant that the gas gauge always indicated she had a full tank, even when Maud was running on empty. I managed that problem for years by simply keeping track of the mileage between fill-ups. Daddy was one of those guys who always maintained that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But once the replacement tank itself developed a slow leak, I decided the time had come to redo the entire system with a new fuel pump, filter, fuel lines, gas tank, and sending unit. That took the better part of the day. When the job was completed and dutifully recorded in the Bible, I went on to the second part of the job, bringing Maud's annual winterizing routine up to snuff. I don't have to work at a regular job because I'm more or less an heiress, albeit an unlikely one. Daddy grew up in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Despite his learning disability, he managed to bluff his way through grade school, but dropped out of high school his junior year. Because he'd been held back a couple of times.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?